This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Sunday, June 23rd is World Public Service Day. The observance of the day was established by the United Nations to highlight the essential role of public services and the people who supply them. The global labor body, which represents public service workers and their unions around the world, is Public Services International. As part of its observance of Public Service Day, the PSI has launched a campaign to fight for the adequate funding of public services. This is best done, according to the PSI, by implementing national and international systems of tax justice. I talked to Rosa Pavanelli about the PSI's global tax justice campaign.
We have been, as Public Service International, campaigning in the past years supporting the introduction of a financial transaction tax, because for us it was and it is one of the most important measures to fight against tax evasion and against tax havens. But finally we realized that it's not the only problem to face and to solve. If we want to get tax justice, we need to re-establish a progressive system in taxation. In the last 20 years, more than 50% of the burden of taxation has split from capital to workers. So it means that we need to re-establish everywhere a more progressive system of taxation. First of all, that we must ask the corporate to pay tax. It's not a problem of tax evasion. It's a problem of tax avoidance that often is allowed by laws, by national regulation, by international regulation. And we need that is completely unfair, particularly in these times where workers are the only who are paying the cost of the crisis, and corporates and multinationals still are taking profit, making profit out of this, of the business of the crisis. And of course, we think that we need to fight against tax evasion, that is a dramatic problem in many, many countries, against tax elusion and avoidance, and of course against tax havens. Is on all the newspaper writing these days, the impact and the dimension, the proportion of the money that is hidden in tax havens, and there is the solution to the crisis instead of cuts in public spending.